I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Yeah, it's your boy John Doe. You know what time it is, baby. It's Chocolate City Radio.
Hey, what they do, man? It's your homeboy Blood Raw Chickadee, you feel me? B-Raw Steam, Mr. Motherfucking Ric Flair, jumping off the dresser that he is. Now tell me, right now you chillin' with my homegirl, Chuck Mommy, you feel me, on Chocolate City Radio. Yeah, this shit about to get real wet, homie. Now tell me.
What's happening? This is your man Money D, representing Mask and Digital Underground. And when I'm not having unprotected sex with your mama, I'm chilling out, riding a chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. You know how we do. We be killing them.
You're listening to The Vibes right now, hosted by the goddess, the queen, my babes, Chalk Mommy. And all of us right now, we all ride in the chocolate wave, because that's the only wave to ride on, isn't it? It's your boy Dylan Dillinger cruising. Let's get it. Boom, bang.
Tony Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? This goes out to all my humans. Right now, you riding the wave right here on Chocolate City Radio, motherfuckers. And I'm the one and only Murphy Lee, you know what I'm talking about? Right here with Chalk Mommy. That's what we do. We get it in, all right? You see me!
What's up, everyone? This is your girl, Danny D. Just coming in to let y'all know that I love riding the chocolate wave with my favorite radio host, Chalk Mommy.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
What up? This is your boy Noah Jones, Mr. Get With The Movement, or Move It himself. And right now I'm riding the chocolate wave with my girl Chalk Mommy. Holla at your boy.
This is that baby making music.
Hey, this is Vin Keaton, and I'm chilling with Chalk Mommy on Chocolate City Radio, the illest sex talk show.
We can do it all night long.
Hey, yo, what's good, Ja? This is Dude Stylistic. And right now, I'm riding a chocolate wave with my homegirl, Chalk Mommy. Let's get it.
What's up, y'all? This your boy, Carter B of 4Play Media Group. And I'm riding a chocolate wave with the Chalk Mommy herself.
What it is, man? Hey, this your boy's Cloud9 right here. You know what I'm saying? And what we doing is we riding the chocolate wave. Hey, got our motherfucking goggles on and everything. Let's do it. Hey, Chalk Mommy, fuck with your boys, man. Cloud9. Yo.
I can't leave her alone. I've been fiending for chocolate, mommy.
Good evening and welcome to Sexy Sunday, Sexy Sunday's edition of Chocolate City Radio. I'm already having fucking technical difficulties getting this bitch online. I don't know what the fuck was going on with Skype, but I'm online and I have Dahlia who's been on hold for 4 minutes waiting for me to get my shit right. I had to open up a different web browser and stuff. Hi, Dahlia.
Hey.
I know you was like, what the fuck?
I was like, wait, is she playing some new type of music? We play elevator music now? That's what's up.
Nah, it was just damn, I don't know. I had to go through Mozilla because with Chrome, it wasn't acting right.
I had hung up for a second and then called back. So I was like, I don't know. Let me text her. And I was like, nah, maybe she having some technical difficulties.
Yeah, I'm good now. I'm so good. Like, this weekend has been good. The show, doing this, because I was, like, trying to knock out the bulk of my hair or start hair last night, girl. I was trying to do my hair last night.
Oh, okay.
And I'm like, okay, I'm still doing it. I went to bed at 4 o'clock. But I have the opportunity to watch Dragon's movie, his last movie he did, and called The Hustle. That one was
amazing. Oh, okay.
Because I was locked up when that movie came out. There was so many movies that I have not seen that I need to go back and look at. But I will never be able to catch up on 3 years and 8 months worth of shit, no matter how much I try. I even tried to, I went on a fucking spree trying to get all the dick that I could get to make up for being locked up, and it's just, it's not going to work. I can't catch up for all them years. All I can do is just fuck when I want to fuck and leave it at that. That's my best solution. And right now, I'm not even fucking, to be honest with you. I get offers. Don't get it wrong. I mean, I get offers, but it's not what I want. So
right.
I can wait on what I want or whatever. I even had a friend that's here from Miami that's like 30 minutes away from me. And he's like, oh, he hit me up today like, hey, I'm in Winston. Come see me. Hey, I can't. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah,
things going on that I can't. Like, you know what I mean? And it's not like his dick isn't good or anything like that. It's just like, you know, it's just like, I don't know. I was like, I would go see him. Take pictures and put them on Instagram and fuck up the whole game because he's a white boy.
You are so stupid. Oh my God.
I might get some death threats. So I might get some. I might get shot. Because dudes gonna feel a certain kind of way about that one. But you know, at the end of the day, it is what it is. I don't see color. I see good dick. At the end of the tunnel, good dick. Now, why the hell this rapper want me to prank call his baby mama?
And say what? And say what?
I don't know. Wait for him to hit me back because I'll be done called that bitch, do a show in the daytime, right? And call that bitch and act like we're from Maury Povich and be like, okay, you're a baby. Someone was like, are you such and such? We got your your inquiry or your email about coming on the show for he's not the father. You wanted a blood test.
Girl, we don't have to marinate on that one because a lot of shit could come to mind for that.
Yeah, but I've never prank called a female. I mean, I could get the bitch hot. I mean, that's not a problem.
Yeah. Or wait, what kind of hot you talking?
Like 38 hot.
Huh?
38 hot.
38 hot?
Yeah, like mad as fuck.
Oh, I was like 38. What?
Yeah.
That must be that slang, because I've never heard of that. I've never heard that before.
Yeah, 38 hot means like super, super mad.
Oh, well, when you say hot, you never know which hot you talking, so.
I mean, girl, ain't no telling. With me, it's just some things that I would do.
Well, I got some dick today.
Must be nice. When don't you get dick from your man?
It's actually been a little bit because of our hours. We've been working and stuff. And then my son, he's been Captain Cockblock, so, you know, it was pretty good. It's been a while since I've got a chance to squirt, so, you know, got that out the way.
And you just had to come on the show and just throw that in my face, right?
Girl, all your sexcapades, you be talking.
But it hasn't been recent.
Yeah.
It hasn't been recent.
I'm sorry. I won't have sex again.
Bitch, you lying.
Without your permission.
You lying. Okay, I give you permission right now.
Well, he's at work, so.
Okay, well, you got a toy.
No, I don't.
Oh, well,
You better hit Jazzy ass up. I'm going to say, Jazzy didn't hook me up. I'm going to need a toy because these hours, man, he worked booty call hours. That's the time to get it in. Like, I'm going to need you to be home.
I got you.
But, you know, yeah, it's just going to be me in an empty side of the bed.
Well, this mixtape is going to be crazy. I spoke with Manny tonight. I went for the DJ to call me back because I want to go ahead and do a little promo video for the mixtape. So what I've decided to do is have Manny make a little 15-second, 30-second DVD, I mean, video, talking about hosting the mixtape. And then I want Lizzy to do the same thing, because I'm going to the studio this week to work on my actual some scenes for my DVD and drops for the mixtape, and it's like I'm going to do a video, and I'm going to compile all the videos together and, like, put it on the web so everybody can get ready for this mixtape, because it's going to be fucking crazy. You remember the little voice notes I made on, on Memorial Day weekend when old dude got fired? That's going to be in the mixtape. I don't know if I'll be able to get it in by the time the mixtape drops, I doubt. But, you know, if you have some little skits, you know, some bedroom skits that you would like on the mixtape, you know, by all means, send them to me. Because this mixtape is going to be, like, off the chain. Everybody liked the first one. I have to say, SB did a really good job with the first one, and DJ Taylor. And this one, I just got to take it to the next level. I even have Drag about to do some drops. I'm like, yo, I know this is not your lane, because fucking, you do rap and hip-hop and shit like that. I said, but with hood environment, you know, you are an element, so you're going to have to talk some little freak shit, or I'm just going to have to write the drop. I'm going to have to write the script, and then he just say it. It won't be.
Yeah.
It's not like pulling teeth from a lion and shit like that.
Well, cool. I think it's going to be exciting, like, I can't wait to hear it, like, for real, for real.
Oh, for real, for real?
Yeah, because I already know how you do, so. I expect the best, of course.
So it'll be good, then.
Do we have a topic for tonight?
You know, I had a topic for Friday night, and it would have been good for tonight, but I don't remember what the fuck it was.
How the hell is that? That helps.
Man, look, girl, you know, when you and people get on the phone and be trying to double team a bitch and shit like that, you know, and for the record, certain people were not upset about the show on Friday. They said it was a very good show, and they understand that topics are talked about because that's just how we do. Nobody takes anything personal. Bitch!
You are so stupid.
Yeah, because you always trying to get somebody in trouble and shit. But it's all good. Everything's secure over here. Like the World Trade Center. So, you know, I get to them. But what would be a good topic for you?
I don't even know, like.
Would you fuck a midget?
Would I fuck a midget?
Yeah.
Midgets somewhat scare me a little bit. I probably wouldn't fuck them. I'd probably let them eat my pussy, though, because they can just eat it standing up. I'm just kidding. I don't know. Like, I would have to see if I find an attractive midget. Like, I just don't know what that would be like, though. Like, I don't even like short men. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't even talk to guys who are probably, like, shorter than 5'6".
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
I've never been with a midget, but I've had you know, thoughts about what would their little dick look like. And I told y'all research.
But you know what? Midgets don't have little dicks. Their dick size is the only thing, like, I don't know, like, they're just compact. You know what I'm saying? Like,
the one that I seen, I didn't see anything that made them out of the ordinary or, you know, stood out. I didn't see anything like that. So, yeah. I'm just like, But I do know on Tuesday, my topic is going to be what, you know how, like, you remember in Decent Proposal when the dude offered the chick $1 million to sleep with him? Yeah, with Robert Redford, Demi Moore, and Woody Harrelson. It was called Indecent Proposal. And
oh, I've never seen it, but that would be great.
Robert Redford had $1 million that he wanted to, you know, he wanted to sleep with the man's wife. And he was just like, you know, $4 million, would you let your wife sleep with me? And, you know, that was like a great trending topic back then, because that movie came out like in the 90s, right? So everybody was like, you know, would you do it? Would you let your wife sleep with somebody for $1 million? And it was just for one night. And then, you know, that was like a great debate. My thing is, it's like, what wouldn't you do for money sexually?
What wouldn't I do for money sexually?
But don't answer that. That's going to be for Tuesday.
Uh-oh. Because I feel about to be like, well, I would. Oh, now I want Tuesday to come because I have a lot to say. But that's going to be a good show.
Yeah, so that's what I'm thinking.
I think we're going to have a good turnout for that.
Yeah, because, I mean, shit, some bitches doing it for free. So, if a motherfucker
most bitches do this shit for free.
Yeah, so for $1 million, you wouldn't have a problem with sleeping with Lil Wayne, ugly ass, a problem with his ass.
No, you done just, nah. I can't.
I mean, you're one of few. You're one of few. I am.
I would probably, I'd rather probably sleep with a monkey.
I mean, well, you know, he's like close to it. He's like very close to it. What I see,
you know, roaches carry all sorts of diseases. I just, you know, take a chance with a monkey.
What I think I'm going to do is, I'm going to write a blog. Like, I've been to a swingers club. No, I've never been to a swingers club. I went to a swingers party back in the day, but then I met a guy and we created our own swinging adventure. It's like I'm going to write about that. That vlog is going to be crazy because it's like let me see, because it would have to be like me and my ex at the time, and this happened years ago. We had went out to eat, and we had met another couple, and my boyfriend knew the chick, and we grew up with the guy. So we went to Friday. We were always drinking and eating, and we was having fun. We was gonna go to the strip club, and then it was like, well, let's go back to Todd's house. So we went back to Todd's house, and girl, oh my gosh. it was crazy because my boyfriend was jealous, possessive, and everything. And this was like right in the height of my hustling days, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he let nobody touch me. I can't even fuck with the people that we grew up with, even with just speaking. Like, he was very like, nah, nigga. Like, whatever you guys say to her, say to me, and I'll get her the message. You feel me? He was
what?
Like, nobody get to me. You know what I mean? So it's
yeah.
Like sitting in the living room and we're talking and everything. Then I noticed Todd and Chico, Chad, they leave the room or whatever, right? And Muscle is talking to me and shit. And then he's like, you know, I've been wanting you for a long time. And I'm looking like, no, don't you know Chad is crazy. He's crazy. He's like, nah, it's okay. I'm like, no, it's not. Because I know how he is because we used to physically fight or whatever, right?
Mm-hmm.
I walk around the corner. I see them getting it in.
What?
I'm like, oh, shit. Girl, that was like one of the craziest nights ever.
I bet that would have been, I don't know, like, I don't know how I would feel if my dude, like, got into a fight.
Man, it was, all I can say is that it's a trying situation.
Like, I mean, I know if he got into a fight, like, I know I would help and shit. I mean, I probably wouldn't need to, but I'm that type of, I don't know, I'm that type of female, like, first of all, you ain't about to just hit my nigga. Like, you know, like, I don't give a fuck who you are.
But I hit hers. Like, we swamped. And it was not good. So, me and my dude ended up messing with her. And I actually have to say that was, like, really a great experience because both of us ate pussy together, and it was his first time having any type of threesome or any type of interaction like that. So it was like I kind of turned him out with my openness and freakiness and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have to say that night was crazy because then after we finished, because I was like, I really couldn't do her man because he just didn't know how to fuck and he didn't have like good dick or whatever. Me and my man went in old girl's bedroom and we fucked on her bed for about an hour. And then we came home and we fucked all night.
Oh, wow. And that was your husband at the time?
No, it was my boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Oh, my ex-husband always thought I was trying to set his ass up. I'm like, bitch, you a cheater anyway, so you might as well let me watch.
Might as well bring that bitch home. Shit.
Yeah. And I think that's what started my freaky ways, you know? And so guys be kind of leery of that, but that's just something that works for me and turns me on. So, it's like, you know, so my thing is, that's what my next blog is going to be about. And I promise you, niggas is going to lose their mind.
Wow. Like, if I was to ever do something like that, I would have to make sure it's with somebody that I'm guaranteed to never, ever, ever see again. Because I'm bound to be like, oh, you know, like, oh, fuck, my nigga fucked her? I'm going to beat your ass. Even if we was cool with it at the moment, I think reality might set in and I might just, like, tick or some shit.
I mean,
I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I may react differently if it happens. You know what I'm saying? Like, I guess I can never say, oh, I'd be like this or I'd be like that because it's really never happened, and I don't know how I would feel, but just how I feel talking about it.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It takes an open-minded female to be able to see all that and be into all of that. You feel me?
My mind is so open that it's closed.
Yeah. When it comes to that, I feel you all that. But for me, and it, I guess it was because it's like when my ex-husband used to cheat all the fucking time, I used to always just have a visual of him fucking other bitches. So it was already in my mind, and I wanted to see it. But then it got to the point where it got to the point where that shit started turning me on. Like now, like, it's a a lot of times when I'm fucking a nigga, my visual will be watching, like, them, me sitting in an environment watching them fuck. And for some reason, this is my favorite scenario of watching my dude or who I'm fucking fuck. It's like being in a club that has a pool table and he's fucking her on the pool table. And that shit gets me off so fucking fast. Don't ask me why. But watching it, like, so let's just say, for instance, me and Mike, we're just giving a name, right?
Mm-hmm.
So while we're fucking, I'm visualizing him fucking a chick in a club on a fucking pool table. Like,
yeah.
In this bitch. And my pussy gets so wet. I get so fucking turned on. The next thing I know, I'm like, yo, nigga, fuck me. Fuck me hard. And I'm coming so hard. And I'd be like, that's wrong. Well, no, it's not wrong. But, you know, it's like, I know that I'm special. That's the best thing that I can say is I know that I'm special.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to something like that.
I think, like, I would be more open-minded to doing it, like, probably maybe the night before we get married or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, before we tie the knot. But I guess on top of that, if I give him a threesome and he's able to fuck another bitch, I want to go out and fuck some other dick.
But see, the thing with the threesome, and this is like a touchy subject, and that's why I tell people to read my blog that I wrote, The Guide to a Happy Threesome. It's mm-hmm. gotta be something that the female wants to do. Like, I always tell females, don't do it for your man. If your man is pressuring you to do it, then don't do it.
Oh, yeah, he never has. He's to the point where it's like, you know, if it happens, it happens. If not, then I ain't tripping. If it's something you want to do, you set it up, whatever. It'll be something I just walk into and know absolutely nothing about.
Yeah, and
he was like, so until that day, I mean, if it happens, it may never happen. He's like, but I'm not counting on it, you know. He's like, I mean, you know, of course, and he said in the beginning when we first started dating, of course, you know, it's every guy's fantasy to have, you know, a threesome with, you know, somebody they're dating or whatever. But now I'm the mother of his child and we're engaged, you know. He's like, I'm much serious than that. So if he never got a threesome from me, you know, he was like, I'm not, you know, going to be upset or whatever else. I'm not tripping about it. But it was actually me who brought it. Well, no, it was you who brought it up to him.
Yeah, I mean, some females are content like that. Like, my best friend, when her and mm-hmm. her dude got engaged, I lived in Fort Lauderdale at the time. They came to Miami. And because he was, like, such a good provider and that was, like, one of his fantasies, then she was just like, okay, Pam, you've done this before, and me and you were girls, and she wanted that experience with me, her, and her fiancé. And I'm like, what? But, you know, we got drunk, and it was, like, not, like, a complete one, but we all
mm-hmm.
did and everything like that. And it was just like, you know, because me and her had talked about it lots of times before she even got with this particular person. And then, like, after the act happened and once they got married, it's like, for me,
it was awkward.
Nah, it was like, for me, it wasn't awkward. It's just that I knew he wasn't shit. You know what I mean? So he was like one of those men that you give him an inch, he's going to take a mile. And he was to the point where he wanted to interact outside of her from the
I remember you telling me that, and that's bananas.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So I'm just like, So a lot of females be like, they want to, but
they don't want to open up that, I guess, that, I mean, I feel like this, you know, regardless, a nigga's gonna do what you want. I mean, a nigga's gonna do what they want to do regardless. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, you know, if they do decide to do it outside of it or whatever, they might have already been doing it just with someone else, you know?
It depends. It all depends, because it's like, depending on what kind of mindset the man has or whatever, it's like a lot of them are like, okay, you know, that's something they want to do, but they're not going to push it on their female because they can tell, like, she might have some insecurities or she's, like, just got some issues or whatever. So, mm-hmm. it's like, they might look at videos, right?
Right.
And he might have picked up videos with just threesomes with chicks, and she might be turned on by it. And he's planting that seed in her head, like, oh, babe, that shit looks so good. I think I want to try that. So, mm-hmm. and it's with situations like that, girls will be like, they'll do something with one of their close homegirls, like their best friend, or they'll, like, look for a complete stranger. See what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
With a complete stranger, there is no attachment there, none whatsoever.
Yeah.
Like, with a close friend, it's like, okay, everybody knows each other, you know, whoop-de-whoop.
Exactly.
And we keep it moving, this, that, and the third. I know my girl ain't about to, like, want to fall for my dude or this, that, and the third. But then it's just, like, the flip side of that is your homegirl. Because, you know, like, some females be wanting females niggas from day one and just wait for opportunity or whatever. Or mm-hmm. it could be the chick been wanting the female and then might be trying to X the guy out. Because a friend of mine was, like, he had a girlfriend.
Yeah.
And he knew that she, like, had messed around with girls here and there. And she was like, she wanted to have a threesome. So he had a threesome with them and everything like that. Then, and then, you know, she's always hanging out with the girl. You know what I mean? And
mm-hmm.
he come to find out they were fucking.
Wow.
Then it got to the point that they was fucking and was like, fuck you, we good now.
What?
And, like, when he told me that, I'm like, yo, you, like, you and your chick had a threesome. Then you find out she been fucking this chick all along. Then, on top of that, her and the chick have a threesome with another chick. So they really ain't trying to let this nigga be part of the equation no more at all.
Yeah.
Now, wow. That right there was crazy. That, to me, was funny.
That it really is, though.
Like, wow. Because my first threesome was very, very spontaneous.
Mm-hmm.
And the female was really shocked because it was my first time ever being with a female. But
mm-hmm.
imagination is a motherfucker. Because in your mind, when you play shit out so much, when you actually do it, you've done it mentally. So when you're doing it physically, you're on point.
Mm.
He swore up and down that I was lying. And I'm like, no, I'm not lying. It's just that in my mind, I've done this. And it goes back to a female knows what another female, we know what we like. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
It's easy to do what you do. But I can't speak for men, but me personally.
We know.
Yeah, but me personally, when you do something in your mind, mentally, long enough, then it's like, shit, you become a pro at it. Like, have I sucked a lot of dick in my life? Physically. Yes. Have I sucked a lot of dick in my life? Mentally? Hell yes, more than physical. So, therefore, when I'm doing what I'm doing, my mind is taking me to that happy place where I know what I want to do.
Right.
Like, okay, you know how you go through a period of not fucking, and you was like, mm-hmm. when I get some dick, this is what I'm going to do. But you lay in your bed, you have dreams, and you daydream nightly, and you just think about it. So when you do mm-hmm. some dick in you, everything that you mentally worked out in your mind, you fucking do. And
you right.
that's the difference between a star. That's the difference between regular sex and a good sex partner, because you've mentally pleased your mate in your mind to where
in your mind
physically it's a wrap.
Well, Shay, it's a lot of motherfuckers out there mentally pleasing people, and their partners really ain't satisfied.
But that's why you got that imagination. Imagination get relationships further than what the fuck they should be. Like,
that's true.
I stayed with plenty of motherfuckers that I really didn't want to be with, but they was really nice and I liked them because I fucked somebody else mentally and it got me through whatever drought or dry spell that they had.
See, and it for me, it's been like, oh, this nigga is shitty. Oh, he get on my fucking nerves, but that dick is just so good. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really... I can't say that that was necessarily the case. The last relationship, I really loved him. The last relationship, it wasn't necessarily the dick, but the guys before, yeah.
Well,
and then even then, I was just like, why am I even with you? If I don't, like, you know, you don't have to be with somebody to fuck them. So,
yeah, exactly. You don't. And you know, like, the last relationship I was in, it was with Brian. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, Brian had a lot of things going on. And the reason why I stayed, it wasn't because of the sex. I didn't want him to think that I couldn't handle what he was going through
mm-hmm.
in his life. But
right.
at the same time, it's like...
You have your needs still, so...
Yeah. And, like, I could never... Like, we could be friends, but, like, that is some dick that I could never go back to.
Yeah, I feel you. Like, I mean, when you're in a relationship with somebody, I feel like it's your job to give it to them. You know what I'm saying? Like... And just like we talk about all the time, if you don't, somebody else will. Somebody else will. Like, there was times I was pregnant, and I just wasn't feeling good, and I'm tired, and you know what I'm saying? Like, the baby just sitting on my fucking uterus, and I don't fucking feel like having sex, but he'd come home from work and say he wanted, and I'd just be like, you know what? I'm going to give it to him. Because, I mean, hey... Pregnant pussy is some pretty good pussy, apparently, because that sex.
You are so good. You are so good.
I mean, I don't know. I think that's really mainly, too, like the way that we rock my son to sleep, we have to rock him hard and wild and crazy for him to fall asleep. And, like, now that I'm thinking, half the time he was asleep inside my belly was after we got done fucking. Isn't that crazy?
Yeah.
It was always wild. It was always wild in doggy style, too.
Wow, you have traumatized the fucking baby in the coochie. In the fucking coochie. That is like bad.
Shut up. Because I know you was fucking while you was pregnant, too.
Yes, I was fucking while I was pregnant. But, you know, it wasn't
it wasn't like extraordinary.
I mean, because we fucked all the time anyway. So with me getting pregnant, it was no different. With my daughter.
It was the same with me. It was just a different feeling. And, like, I'm already naturally, like, really, really wet. Like, without me being pregnant, like, I could get wet and, like, start dripping down my leg. You know what I'm saying? But with me being pregnant, like, it was ridiculous.
Because I had complications, so I always had I had to be, like, extremely careful because
yeah.
I don't have normal periods. Like, everybody has, like, 28 days. My period is anywhere from 19 to 21 days. So,
mm-hmm.
when women skip their first period.
Oh, shit. Wait, what?
Yeah, 19 to 21 days. So, it's like, most women, after y'all miss y'all first period, y'all already 6 to 8 weeks pregnant. When I skipped my first period, I was barely 4 weeks pregnant. Like, I was, like, very, very early. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So, girl, I was already a month. But see, I knew. Crazy thing is, the week that I got pregnant, I actually got sick. But you know how you, like, what I did was I took, like, 5 pregnancy tests, and they all said I wasn't pregnant. I took, you know, and they were different tests, and I took them at different times. Finally, I went to the doctor, and I was like, I just fucking feel weird. I feel like a different person. Like for the men who are listening, how it feels is you ever stand up so quick, and then you be like, oh, shit, I got to sit back down because you just, like, everything kind of turns. Like, that's how it feels. It feels like you're... Huh?
I said, oh, okay.
That's how it felt to me. Like, it just hit me like, boom, you're pregnant. And I was just like, I think I'm pregnant, but I don't know because I've never been pregnant before. But, nah, I ain't pregnant. Fuck it. It's Halloween. I'm going to go kick it. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I knew.
Huh?
I'm never late.
Yeah.
So it was just like, it was crazy. But, you know, it made me want it more and stuff like that. Then at the end of my pregnancy, because I was going, I had went over my term, he was like, go home and fuck. Go home and fuck. And what's crazy is, I knew when I conceived because I don't look at porno movies like that. My kids had went to my mom's for the weekend. We rented porno movies, and we was fucking all over the house. And I got pregnant that weekend.
Oh.
Then I found out I was pregnant the day of our anniversary, and we were splitting up, like, trying to get a divorce.
Damn. And ooh. Then the baby was just like, surprise, motherfuckers. That's crazy.
Yeah, because he was like, what are you going to do? I'm like, fuck, I don't know. First, I need to find out if it's yours. Because I had a boyfriend. It was fucking. We wasn't together.
Yeah.
But, you know, thank God for ultrasounds that can show the dates and stuff. So, it's just like, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And different things, like they say, different strokes for different
folks. Yeah, that's true. I mean, like, we fucked a lot when I wasn't pregnant. And then, like, once I got pregnant too, we were still just fucking a lot. Like, in the beginning, I had, like, a couple complications or whatever. They was just like, let's just be on the safe side and not have sex for 6 weeks. And I was like, what? And when you tell me not to do something, I'm automatically going to want to do it.
Yeah, because it's like, the more somebody tells you can't do something.
Yeah, like, come on now.
To do it. And tell them
exactly.
Fuck. Okay, now after you have a kid, that's understandable. But don't fuck for 6 weeks. No.
Exactly.
Oh, a week maybe. And then the second week, okay, how about this? How about you just put it in and hunt a little bit and you take it?
Girl, I was like, okay. We tried to figure out, like, everything. Like, I was sucking dick, like, so much. And I was just like, okay.
But
well,
then after a while, it's like, ain't nothing wrong with giving some head. But then...
But then you want to fucking bust. You know, I'm like, it's no fair that I'm sucking your dick. Don't get me wrong, baby. I love sucking your dick. I love making you fucking come. I love swallowing. But I'm not nutting when I'm doing this. So, you know, I want to have some fucking fun, too. Finally, I was just like, fuck it.
You've never come from sucking dick before?
No, I have, but just at that time I did it, and then I was so sick, so sucking dick, it made me even more nauseous.
Matter of fact, you know what I'm about to do?
What?
I'm about to call my ex real quick and put his ass on the spot. Hold on 1 second.
Uh-oh.
All right, 336. I hope he answered the phone, but he should realize that this is the show number. We're going to find out.
Mm.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 3362.
Okay, maybe he'll call back in. Because he's going to be like, that number sounds familiar. Because that is the one about the first time or the only time that I participated in some swinger style shit.
I mean, I had nutted from, like, sucking dick. I was just, like, so turned on, but.
Oh, yeah. Matter of fact, that guy right there is the only one I've ever done that. Because, like, girl. We used to have porn star sex. Yeah, porn star sex. Like, fucking movies. Like, crazy. Like, going on road trips. TVs and like we going down the road and shit, right? People can't see him because he's in the passenger seat sleep. So all is a female driving down the road late at night, looking at somebody fucking, and the first thing they thinking about is like, oh shit, this bitch horny. So I had somebody like try to like get me to pull over and see when I got off because I was getting checking into a hotel. And they thought that they was going to get some pussy. So when we get to the hotel and I park the truck, then when he sits up, that's when they look and see that there's a man in the car. And he, like, grabs his gun, like, what's the problem? And I'm just like, nigga, look, you can't be playing these fucking fuck flicks. Then you go to sleep. And I'm driving down I-95 in Florida at 2 o'clock in the morning. Because motherfuckers probably thinking I'm giving them a subliminal message that I'm trying to fuck. Like, you just
Do you have one of those little vibrators on your keychain ring?
I don't really like vibrators. I don't know why. Because remember, I'm still new to this toy shit.
Okay.
I like actual dildos, the sizes of penises and stuff like that.
But the vibration on your clit, like, I come so quick from that. Not from a toy, but I'm just saying, like, the nigga, like, licking his tongue across my clit, like, I'm gonna come, like, hard and quick.
I'm so different. Sexually, I'm so special and challenged. I'm sexually challenged. So, like, how people talk about the silver bullet and everything like that, like, the first time I used it was on my radio show on Valentine's Day. And I didn't see all the hype. I wasn't really feeling all the hype that everybody was, oh, you got to get the silver bullet, the silver bullet, the silver bullet. You know, all it did was make me ready for my dude to come fuck me. And it was okay. It's like, that was like the first time I celebrated Valentine's Day in years. But, like, it's not one of those memories like, oh, my God, on Valentine's Day, I got so fucked up and he fucked me so good. It was so romantic. It's like, okay, this nigga brought me some Girl Scout cookies that I asked him to bring me when a week ago. And I cooked. And it was the first time he ate my cooking. And we fucked in an office. Like, in a chair.
I've always wanted to fuck on the top of a building, but with bigger buildings surrounding me. So, like, if people look out their office window or something, they could just see me getting fucked on top of a roof.
So what are you waiting on?
Huh?
What are you waiting on?
I don't know. I mean, I've never just been able to have access to the top of a roof.
Girl, just get on the elevator and go on up and then do your thing. Better yet, do it as you're in the elevator.
Girl.
I mean, shit. They'll let you write yourself out of jail. You ain't got to pay no bond. You'll get an OR, on recognizance bond. And then if you're lucky enough, the cops see how cute you are and how fat your ass is, all they're going to do is just get your phone number and address and then hit you up and just be like, okay, you free to go, ma'am. And then when you least suspect it, they're going to call you. Like, you remember that time I caught you hit and that dude fucking in the elevator and I let you go?
Girl, please. They'd be like, bitch, we're going to lock your ass up for indecent exposure.
I mean, that's what I'm thinking.
And I refuse. Come on. Go to jail, and then when they find out I'm in for indecent exposure, I'm going to get my ass attacked. Fuck that shit.
What?
Because then I'll be in that bitch for murder.
My thing is, you know, live a little. It's 2000.
When you were doing time, did you ever get freaky in there?
No. Because I knew I was going to see daylight.
Eventually, huh?
So, it's like, I knew I was going to see some dick. Hell nah. So, I'm like, you know, no fucking guards and none of that stuff like that. I know, like, the very first time I got locked up is, like, I used to cook in the county for the COs and stuff. And it was just a little CO. I mean, I could talk to all of them because, you know, when you can cook and niggas see you gaining weight and they can see past, like, you being locked up for 10 and a half months and be like, okay, I know she clean up nice. It's all good. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
What happened was, girl, by the time I got home, I never gave this nigga my number. He gave me his number. You feel me?
Yeah.
My mother was like, some guy named Lyndon called you? Lyndon? Where? Oh, shit. You know what I mean? It's like,
yeah.
Called me and, you know, he was like, trying to give me some dick when I came home. Because, you know, you come home from county, prison, whatever, especially if you've been gone for some months, niggas trying to give you dick. Because they know you ain't had none, or so they assume, and shit like that. So,
yeah.
It, you know, you come home and everybody want it. But it's like, whatever. I did not play the jailhouse game. Not a halfway house? Oh, yeah, I most definitely got some. Not from the COs or anything like that, but I got some for, I got some from my dudes that I was talking to. Now, it was this guy at my job, and he was in a halfway house too, right?
Uh-huh.
And he was cute. I really liked him, and he was a get money nigga and shit like that, right? But I'm not from there, so I really don't know what his. I didn't know he was about that life like that. You feel me? So,
yeah.
Hey, you know, it's like we just had this love and hate little relationship thing going on. Because I was frustrated. I hadn't fucked in like over a year or some shit. Almost 2 years or whatever. And
right.
I was like, you know what? Fuck this shit. We worked at a restaurant. We worked at a restaurant called Mix and Buckhead. Girl, I took that nigga in the bathroom and just was like, girl, I did him so dirty. I did him so dirty in the bathroom at work. And who walked around that bitch like so glowing? Because you gotta remember, that was the first dick I had in a long time. When he got out, he came to check for me, gave me what I wanted, made sure I had what I need. Even when I got out, he still fucked with me. And, you know, he got caught up in some shit, and he had, like, a little high-speed chase and stuff, and caught back up. And, you know, I tried to look for him and everything like that, but I couldn't find him. Because he was, like, really a good dude, and I was going to write him and everything like that while he was locked up, because I know when you locked up, I know how important letters and stuff like that is. But, yeah. I had some dick when I was locked up. I ain't gonna front. I had some dick. Like, yes. Was the dick always good? Of course. packed up. I wasn't about to take a risk on some fucking sorry dick and then go back to prison and lose my privileges at the halfway house. No.
Yeah.
It had to be worth it. And as many chances as I took, I never got caught. Hey, guys. So how you doing?
What's up?
Got me over here talking about my prison
days. Shit, I'm over here at Waffle House and shit. I had to step outside because they got their music blasting and shit. But, yeah, I'm over here waiting on the one that y'all was talking about, had me on lock or whatever y'all was saying.
I thought you were going to have a co-sign for you?
Nah. Nah, I'm just waiting on her.
You better tell her to treat you right or I'm going to come out there and beat that ass.
All right, I'll tell her. She get off at 12. She'll be over here.
All right. We don't go for that bullshit. And you got to tell me the story, fool.
Oh, man.
Because I feel like I'm going to write a book off of that shit.
I'm going to tell it when I'm with her. I'm going to tell her when I'm there. She'll be over
you
here.
Might
in a
not wanna have me on, you might not want to have me on speaker because I got a reckless ass mouth.
Oh, she don't care. I'll be like,
oh,
man,
okay.
She all the way in Texas. I mean, shit.
Oh. But I have connections everywhere. So let me find out.
Yeah, she might come back at you. Yeah, she. She can get mad sometimes. So what y'all talking about?
We talking about a lot of shit.
I mean, I was listening for a minute, but I didn't.
We just, you know how we do. We talk about one thing and then be in something else a minute later.
Yeah.
We were talking about how you gonna let us listen to you smash tonight.
I was talking to her about that shit, too. I was like, people be calling that show fucking. Like,
yeah, that one G who fucked last time, he kept calling that girl a bitch. That was not okay.
But you know what? For her, I mean, it might be because, you know, some people got their pet names and shit like that.
Bitch, that's your pet name? Hey, bitch. Hey.
Yeah, that's some people's nicknames.
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I don't mind it every once in a while, but if you ain't, like I said, if you ain't smacking my ass or pulling my hair,
yeah.
I mean, that dick gotta be good for you to slip up and call me a bitch. If not, nigga, I'm gonna turn around and karate chop your ass to the neck so quick.
I mean, because you guys just think about it. Different people like bed styles. It's just
yeah.
That. Is so fucking different. Cause, like,
yeah.
what you like, another motherfucker might not like, and what moves
mm-hmm.
like, like, oh, hell no. Nah. Cause, you know, I'm into the ass looking shit. Like, yes, you are going to lick my ass.
Oh,
man, we was talking about that today at work. We was playing a game called Yes, No, or Maybe. And we had to answer yes, no, or maybe, and it was great because there's a lot of things that they wanted to know about me and whoever else, and we all answered truthfully today, and it might end up bad.
end up bad
for somebody, yeah.
So
not for me because I'm, you know, I'm just me, but you know.
Right.
Ask what you do. You said maybe.
Oh, no, that question wasn't to me. We asked dude, and he said, yeah. Oh, no, they did ask me. They did ask me. I was like, I mean, shit, yeah, if that's what she want, I mean, shit.
Okay.
You ain't gonna lick any ass, though, like.
Nah,
I mean, you're not just gonna get with a girl and just lick her ass. It's like, you know, it gotta be, like, something there, you know, kind of like a relationship, you know? Oh, shit. Hey, my stuff is ready. I'm going to call y'all back around 12 or something.
After you finish using the bathroom, we understand. Bye-bye.
All right, y'all.
Bye.
Now is my time for the Waffle House disclaimer. When you eat at Waffle House, you will get the motherfucking runs. That shit is so.
Let me find out he's taking this bitch to dinner and she ain't putting out.
Man, Marv Gohar need to change his name to Marv Softer Than a Motherfucker.
To Marv Went Hard until dot. Nah, but that's my nigga. I cut for Marv. That's my nigga. I'm going to let him make it. I'm not going to judge until I hear this motherfucking story because he keeps saying I'm going to let her tell it. So I'm like, what?
Man, don't tell me shit.
I just want to know. Like, I'm like, because, you know, that nigga is always jolly, and for him to just have been so down and out, I'm like,
yeah, I'm like, It's crazy. It's crazy, the shit that people say and what they do and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I mean, so all I know is, sometimes you gotta choose names that fit you and that you are really about that life. You know what I mean? So if you want my radio show all down and out because the bitch ain't giving you no pussy, you might want to rethink your name.
Yeah.
Because if a bitch don't give you no pussy, then you should have backup plans. And if you got a name like Marv Go Hard, then you don't give a fuck and you go hard with the next bitch. Let a nigga not want to give me no dick. I'm not about to pout. Shit. Do your fucking favor. And the next nigga. Because you was preventing somebody from getting some pussy when you were supposed to get it any fucking way. It wasn't like I could have both of y'all in my fucking bed. So guess what? I'm going to go fuck this nigga and fuck him good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to fuck him super good. Going to sit on his face. Going to ride his dick.
Cause I mean, I fuck around and sit on that nigga's face while he sleep.
Oh wow, you might not want to do that because the motherfucker could like actually suffocate.
Oh well, I think the only way that would happen is if I was like getting my pussy ate like reverse cowgirl, cause my ass cheeks would just like smother him. But other than that, I'm pretty careful. There was a time once where he, like, had to push me off because he couldn't breathe, but, I mean, hey, he said, put it on my face, so,
I really enjoyed speaking with Rikers and whatnot. That is my boo. If I could have two husbands, he would be one of them.
Aww.
Yeah, if I could have two husbands, he would definitely be number one. And somebody
number
else.
One?
Yeah. Well, since I can't have two husbands, I can have as many boyfriends and lovers as I want, so. Okay, let me ask you this. What's too many... Okay, when you're single, what do you think is too much? Like, when you're single, how many men should you be allowed to fuck?
I mean, everybody's different. When I'm single, I'm only fucking one dude at a time. not at a time. But I've never been fucking with more than... Let me think. Have I ever fucked with... Well, okay. Look at it. Like, the most I've ever messed around with... Well, I was in a relationship with a guy, and we were kind of broken up, but we were still working shit out, or trying to work shit out.
Him and somebody else.
Well, that's the thing. There was always a week in between. If I fucked one dude, I wouldn't fuck that other guy that week. But we were in and out of a relationship, so we never really was doing it anyway. I was mostly fucking Moe's.
When I'm single, I'm fucking more than one because I like the variety. I like going out and, hey, don't fucking tell me right now. I ain't fucking nobody. So, I mean, I could. Don't get it twisted, y'all. I could if I wanted to. But right now, I am, I'm actually waiting and I'm on my business shirt right now. So it's like I'm trying to get a certain level business-wise in my career, and then, you know, I can, you know, do the public dating and everything like that. But then it's like, do I even want to do the public dating? Do I even want everybody in my fucking business? Because it's like to the point where the niggas that I am going to be fucking with will be high-profile niggas, and you know, that's not something that I'm used to. You know, my life is a little plain, but, you know, people think of me as a little celebrity or whatever. I don't consider myself to be that. So it's like fucking with some niggas, they do have that celebrity status. And I'm just like, wow, their lifestyle is way different than mine. And it's like, you know, dealing with, like, a lot of the bullshit. Because I know me. I'm out somewhere, and a motherfucker come up and say the wrong motherfucking thing. And that's it. Ain't buying your album? Fuck off. And that bitch ain't buying your clothing line? Fuck her. She better watch what the fuck she say to me. If this nigga ain't got the last 5 albums you put out, fuck him. If this nigga can't tell you what your fall line was, double fuck him. You know what I mean? So, it's like, and then, but the flip side of that is, they can tell me all the shit that I've done, then, oh, yes, I will fuck you. And I'm just like,
you foolish.
Housebody. I'm a homebody. I will stay in the house and, you know, do what I need to do. Most definitely. I will most definitely stay in the house and do what the fuck I need to do and make sure everything is official. You know, I'm like Michelle Lay in Tupac. You can run the street with your thugs. I'll be waiting for you till you get through. I'll be waiting. Me and Chica be at home waiting. As soon as you get in the door, all I say is call me when you're pulling up, and I'm going to open up the door, and I'll be right there to receive you, orally and all.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's the way to come home. That's a great way to come home.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
If your man ain't coming home to that, he might be coming home to, you better be coming home to a home-cooked meal, a milk bath, motherfucking homemade.
A milk bath.
Not no fucking Popeyes, just being microwave, motherfucking McChicken.
A McChicken with cheese. Tried to fancy it up a bit. Trying to throw a little seasoning on it just to give it that extra zing. I bet people really do that.
Do I?
Just be doctoring up, like, cheap shit from restaurants and stuff. Shout out to the women out there who have husbands that don't know that they can't cook. You know, the women who order takeout and then put it on the plate like they cooked it.
That's a horrible thing. That's such a horrible thing. Because, like, a man wants a home-cooked meal. Like,
hell yeah.
Just tell your man that you can't cook. Then that way, become best friends with his mama. And then, it's like, with him, then the mama can go ahead and fucking hook your ass up.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's what I, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, yeah. Like, this is what you do. Tell the chick to get in good with your mama. Have your mama make her some food. You know, make a meal, and you bring it over. Now, thing about it is, nigga gonna be like, oh man, this shit tastes like you cook like my mama. You know what I mean? But
you know, you can't just go and be like, you know, I don't know. I feel like, look, bitch.
That's why disclosure.
You need to just know how to cook.
Yeah, disclosure is important. You gotta tell dudes out the gate what it is. You know what I'm saying? Okay, mm-hmm. I'm not really a good cooker, but I suck dick really good.
Exactly. If you can't cook great, you need to suck dick that much better. You know what I'm saying? Like,
or I can auto-detail the fuck out your car. I can make your drawers look like they just came out the package when you brought them. My clothes. You know what I'm saying?
My dude, he won't even, like, he likes to wash his own shit, and he likes to fold his own shit. Like, which I don't mind, but sometimes I'll be like, babe, you know, I want to do these things for you. He'd be like, oh, no, it's cool. I got it.
Now, okay, this is my thing. I would like to do my man's clothes, like, you know what I'm saying? But I would hate to do his fucking draws and run across the shit thing. Because then...
But, you know, I feel like with women...
Because that's it for me. Cause in my
No, I agree.
Man, you don't know how to wipe your ass. Like,
oh, I agree. And I mean, I just, and probably a lot of guys don't wipe good just because they're not in the habit of it, only when they take a shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, women, we have to wipe regardless, whether we pee or, you know what I'm saying? We have to wipe regardless.
Yeah, we do.
But niggas, they be like, oh, I'm just shake my dick off and I'm going to just put it in my pants. Oh, I'm still leaking piss. Oh, well, it'll dry up.
But you know,
you can't do that with your ass.
Okay, but I would have to say on the flip side of that, I would have to give props to Muslim niggas because when they piss, they take tissue and make sure their dick is clean.
Well, I would like for my man to do that too. Any guy I've been with, I tell them, please, make sure you wipe off your tip, because I like to surprise my man with head, okay? And I don't want no dried up piss popping up. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't, that shit.
Piss test.
Like, I don't play that shit. When you go to the bathroom, you make sure you wipe that tip, because if I come across, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, oh, hey, daddy, and I just all of a sudden get on my knees and just, like, pull your shorts down and start sucking you. If,
oh, God.
I will beat the fuck out of you if I get something unsuspected. Like, so, fellas, wipe your tip. Shout out to all the bitches who have sucked dried up piss because their man failed to have decency and wipe their tips when they piss.
All I can say is, look, all I can say is, men, get it together. Get your mind right. Do everything that you need to do. And I am on Facebook, and I am going to need men to stop posting ugly ass profile pics of yourself. That's not a good look.
And ugly what?
Y'all to stop lying and telling these niggas they look good.
I don't know, child.
So it's like that's all. Like, sometimes on Facebook, motherfuckers
just
do some of the ratchetest shit.
I hate how people are turning Facebook into Twitter. That is pissing me off. Like,
if you're going to post a status every 2, 3, 4, 5, 10 minutes, get a fucking Twitter. You know what I'm saying? Like, Facebook is just for quick updates. Quick updates. Oh, here's what's going on, you know. Like, Twitter is like a fucking diary. You know what I'm saying? Like, go all out on Twitter. Who fucking cares? That's the shit we want. But on Facebook, I don't give a fuck about all that other excess bit, like, bitch shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know. Maybe it's just me. But I be getting pissed off.
Facebook is very, very different. I mean, all social media networks are what you make them. It's like, it's all about what you're doing, what you're using them for. And personally, I don't particularly care for Facebook because there's too many haters on there. And Facebook is like, whenever the owner wakes up, whatever kind of mood he's in, determines what kind of fuckery goes on Facebook. If nigga ain't getting his ass blew right or licked right, then you're in for some serious bullshit. And I hate that they brought Instagram because then they got the same fuckery on Instagram. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Fuck with Google Plus. That's the shit. Google is fucking taking over. Google is the motherfucker. Google is the new
thing now. And I couldn't get into Google Plus. I have a Google Plus account, but I just couldn't get into it. But now that they have an app for it, I think I'm going to try it again. It was just awkward because everybody was just trying it out. And it was just, I don't know, it was just really weird. But, like, Facebook just got ridiculous with all this fucking spam. Like, first of all, don't fucking tag me in no picture that I'm not in. Like, that will easily get us out.
Like, they should have things where, okay, you know what, I don't want to be tagged. I don't want to be in a group. You know, I mean, you can already block people from posting shit on your wall and stuff like that. But some of these groups that people are in, what y'all don't understand is when y'all have these sex groups on Facebook, y'all are already being watched and you're being flagged. So you may be, like, invited to a group and then you have to wait till you get home to get out of it. But if that person, the admin of that group, is one of them on the hot list of Facebook, you're already flagged and they're going to fuck with you. You may wake up one morning and your shit is deleted because you fuck groups and or you just sat there and was like, oh, I think this shit is popping and invite me and you done posted up a picture and a video. Like, nah, like them damn them underground worlds on Facebook will get you fucked up. So y'all need to be real leery of that bullshit, for real. You know what I mean? So, like, me personally, I use the internet a lot for my brand. I am a social media guru. I am a promoter, so I need things that, you know, is going to help spread the word about my movement and what I'm doing. But at the same time, I'm not going to settle for the bullshit because, like, you know, there are other avenues to go through. That's just like with my social life. Just because I haven't gone out on a date in a long time doesn't mean I'm going to go out with the first motherfucker that asked me. You know, like today, I had a friend hit me up and he's like, how you doing? I'm doing good. And he's like, I miss seeing you and talking to you. I still think about that night. I think about that night, too. That's why I don't fuck you no more.
You fucking stupid.
I mean, I'm just saying. We fucked, and he was giving his all. And to me, I just wasn't feeling it. And I had a boyfriend that wasn't taking care of home. So he was fulfilling a void, you know, that my toy was on the other side of town at the time.
Yeah.
And then you can pretty much fuck a person, and while you're fucking them, you can pretty much tell that they're going to be clingy and needy after they get up out the pussy. And I don't need no clingy motherfuckers in my life because that means I have to babysit you, have to be considerate of your feelings. And you're going to want to be up under a bitch all the time. And I don't got time for that. And he wasn't cute enough for that. Like, you got to be really fine
for me to want to be up under you all the time or want to see you all the fucking time. There got to be something about you. You know what I mean? And right now, it's a lot of niggas batting a zero. Like, y'all are good enough for me to fuck at 2, 3 o'clock in the morning, and basically that's about it. You ain't good to come over for a cookout. You're not good for a motherfucking 2-for-1 hot dog at 7-Eleven. None of that shit. Slurpee, $10 dates, none of that. You're just good to stick your dick in me with a condom, let me bust my nuts, and hopefully you get yours, and then you get the fuck on. Don't let the sunlight hit you leaving my motherfucking house. And don't too many people come to my house anyway. It's got to be like if ain't nobody here and you got to hear them come and get the fuck on. Do not come back around here after you leave because you won't be invited back. Or I can't stand being out and I see somebody that I don't fuck and they come, like they're coming to talk to me because my ass will make a U-turn real quick and get somewhere. It's like, oh shit, hell nah. I know that's bad. I know that's wrong. Would I be mad if a nigga did that to me? No, not really. Because if we're not in a serious conversation daily and we're building, all it is just fucking. And I'm not in a relationship with anybody. I'm in a relationship with myself.
Mm-hmm.
Do I like a few people? Of course. I'm going to always like a few people. Do I have, like, some people that I like more than others? Of course I do. Of course I do. You know? So, you know, I'm trying to work on my social skills because my social skills suck right now. Too much like a fucking dude. Like, give me the dick. Thank you. Goodbye. I am courteous enough to say thank you.
Hmm.
You know, whether you gave me whack dick or good dick, I'm going to say thank you.
Yeah, like, either thank yeah. you, you aren't good yeah. enough, thank you for your time, or thank you for trying, or, you know.
Be like, be like, and I'd appreciate it if you not call me no more. Thank you.
You are not selected to come back, but leave your number with the receptionist just in case. But we highly doubt it.
Yeah, like be like, get on my damn Google number where I can screen the call. It's like,
who this is looking at?
I'd be like, I'd be so busy. Like dudes be knowing when I'm on. Like, they'll call me from Denver. Because, you know, my brother used to fuck up all the time. So, dudes in Denver this shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, they'll check me from Denver, like, hi, Pam, or hi, Chuck, or hi, boo. I'll be like, who's this? And then and I promise you, I do not hit their ass back.
What? See, like when I avoid people, I make sure, like, I have them in my phone as don't answer. And so when they call, I look in it and say, don't answer. And a lot of people have this too now, though, where you could just put their number on a reject list in your phone. You know what I'm saying? And unless they leave a message, you won't even see that they called. You won't even see that you have a missed call, or it'll say call rejected automatically, and it'll go straight to your voicemail. You know, like your phone is off. I have that on my phone, thank God. But when I didn't, and you know what I'm saying? Like, I accidentally fuck around and pick up the phone and be like, hello, not paying attention. They'd be like, hey, Caprice, what's up, man? I ain't heard from you in a long time. I'll just be like, oh, okay. And they'll be like, so what you been up to? And I'll be like, dang, that's what's up. And they'll be like, can you hear me? Hello? And they'll be like, what is she doing? Is she talking to me? And they'll get confused and eventually hang up. And it's just so weird that they wouldn't want to call back and put themselves in that weird situation again. Like,
well,
what the fuck?
Surprised. Like, if it's somebody you don't fuck, good pussy will make a nigga subject himself So physical and emotional abuse just in hopes to get some off. So my thing is, you take my phone and I don't know who it is, depending on what type of that is. Normally I'm getting better because I'm like, who is this, you know? Because the clients that I represent, they make it. But, you know, most people, when they give up my number, they let me know. Or it's like some 3, like if it's after 12 o'clock, because to me, after 12 o'clock, if I don't fucking know you and rock with you and I ain't text you, I think it's so rude for you to text me. So you're going to get a, who the fuck is this? That's what the fuck you going to get from me. Like, who in the fuck is this?
Yeah, I had to check myself the other day because I was like, you know how you be dozing off and then somebody call and you be like, fuck, hello. That's what I did. I was like, hello. And somebody's like, hey, Caprice, how you been? I was like, fine, who is this? And I said it like with like a really, really bad attitude. And he's like, oh, yes, it's the pastor. And I was like, oh, hey, how you doing? I woke up real quick. I was like, oh, hey, how you doing? But, yeah, I had an attitude. Like, I could have a conversation with somebody and not even know. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I'm asleep, like, when I'm asleep, I'm out of it.
Oh, no,
I'm just completely out.
If I'm asleep and you call my phone, it's only family members and motherfuckers I'm really fucking with that can call my phone or that I'm dealing with. Because I know they may have had a late night at the club. They're coming home. They may want somebody to talk to. Or they may need me to do something. So,
yeah.
It's like, hold on one. So it's like this. I'd be like, look, when I tell, I'll be like, okay, you can call me anytime. When I give you that invite, I seriously mean that. Now, there might be sometimes you might actually call my ass and I'm sleeping. And I'm not going to answer the phone because I'm asleep.
Right.
But as soon as I wake up and I see it, I will. Or a lot of times if I fuck with you, your number, you have a picture in my phone. Phone book. So I'll look at it, and I'll be like, oh, okay. But now I'm getting to the point where I'm about to start giving people their own individual ring tone. So when people call me, I'm like, okay, I already know who it is. I don't really need to look at my phone unless I just want to see their picture, you know, in case there's somebody that's calling me. Because I really try not to let ugly motherfuckers call me too much. But if it's a rapper that I'm trying to get on my show, and I'm not really going for the looks and shit like that, then, you know, I'm taking exceptions, you know? So, you know, with all that being said and stuff like that, I know that's wrong, but I'm just playing. But I just hate for people to call my number, and especially if you call me for the first time, please send me a message and announce yourself. That's the courteous thing to do, because when somebody gives me somebody's number, like, call them, I will text them first and be like, look, this is what we're going to do. You know what I mean? So,
yeah.
I'll be like, you know, so, like, you know what? This is what's up.
And then, I always just be like, hey, it's me, lock my number in or save my number. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so, it's like, you know, that's just the courteous thing to do. And please do not call people's number, like, that you've never spoke to late night. Y'all never know what the fuck could be happening. Because if you wake me up out of my sleep, this is what I do. I'd be like, what the fuck is so important that you're calling my damn phone at 2 motherfucking 30 in the morning? They'd be like, and I just hang up on you. There ain't no need for you to call that. Because it ain't shit.
See, me? Me, I'm going to be like, huh? What? Wait, who is this again? Oh, okay. And what are you calling for? Because I'm asleep. I don't even know what the hell's going on. I don't know nothing. Like, I'll be knocked out. And people be like, yeah, you don't remember me calling you about such and such? And we was laughing. I'd be like, we were? That's creepy because I was asleep. So I have no recollection of anything.
So I'd be like, man, fuck that shit. Fuck that shit. Or you gonna fuck around there and I might get lucky one night and be fucking and you call and be like, ooh. Because I think that's like one of my biggest fears is to actually be fucking somebody. And you know,
and then your phone.
Yeah, well, my touchscreen phone is crazy, right?
That happened to me before. Because
I got the new BlackBerry phone, so it's half and half, and that motherfucker be wanting to call different people. And it might be one of those times when we just getting it. I'm riding around, I'm getting it, and I'm about to nut, you know what I mean? And it's like the phone rings, and I fuck around and hit the talk button, and it was like,
Yes, how about that happened to me before? And his friend had called back and was like, he was like just laughing. He was like, y'all done yet? You know, we was like, wait, what? What are you talking about? And like me and dude was laughing like he know what we was doing. He was like, yeah, your phone called me and blah, 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 blah. He was like, nah, shut up. And he was repeating everything I said, and I was like, oh,
I'm
shit.
I'm for you telling me that. I think, like, for me, I'd be like in one of my freaky moves. Because I told you, I'm like an exhibitionist. I just haven't done a big thing in front of people yet. I'd be like, do me a favor. Why don't you call your dude on the phone? You know what I mean? Like, and then, like, matter of fact, I did that when I was in New York. Me and my friend was coming back from his studio. I had to do a radio interview. And
uh-huh.
We was in his day. And I was, like, doing my thing. And I'm like, call your friend. Call your friend while you're driving and get in some head. Like, do that shit right now. Not fucking playing with you. Because I like to be a little dominant, like, sometimes. You know what I mean? So that shit was, like, kind of funny because it's like he's driving. And he's talking, and I'm doing what I do best. And this nigga had the hardest time trying to keep his composure because all he was doing was just dropping me back off in my telly so I could go to bed. You know what I mean? But no, this motherfucker, because I was just supposed to do the radio show, but when he was picking me up, he heard me talking to some other niggas about, okay, I'm going to be back from the radio station like around 11, and then y'all just come pick me up or whatever, right? Man, this nigga had other plans. He kept me at the radio show, at the radio station, till, whatchamacallit, 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
And, it's like, I was like, this fucking cock blocker, he done took a nap and everything. So I'm like, well, so as soon as I, because, you know, New York is a city that never sleeps. So I'm just like, you know what, as soon as I get back to the room, I will call my dudes, they can come through, and we can go hang out. Man, that nigga parked the Jag and got out. I was like, oh, you walk to the room? He's like, don't play. He said, I'm about to do more than walk your ass to the room. I was like, you know what? That's what he do. Whenever I touch down in New York and I call him, he makes sure that first night I don't fuck nobody else. He come beat me up, like, girl. Like, this motherfucker. So I don't keep the game. So now I'm just like, I'll call him and I just want to tell him where I'm staying. Because, like, that's not right. I'm like, you know what, it's all good.
I'm over here eating. A Philly cheesesteak and it's so bomb.
See, you shouldn't be eating that shit this time of night.
Girl, this is actually early because I wake up in the middle of the night. 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, eating tacos.
Really?
Mm-hmm. That will be my son.
Oh.
He need to be asleep.
Oh, yeah.
How about we went to church today and he was acting a fool?
Wow.
Yeah. I mean, not like not being bad, but he was just like loud talking. And his words don't make sense at all. But he was loud, and then, like, they started playing music, and he started dancing. He had his hands up in the air. I was like, oh, my Jesus.
As long as he wasn't teaching the preacher how to Dougie, and he wasn't doing the stanky leg, you good.
Girl, damn near.
Real?
And he headbutted. Mm-hmm. And he headbutted somebody during prayer. I was like, oh, man.
Signs of an exorcism needed.
Not my 1 year old.
Oh, bye. All kids are bad. Oh, my God. I got to give a shout out. Shout out to Blast Your Thoughts Radio. They're in the chat room listening. I had to go in and update my profile on their site. And I was like, hey, go check out my page. He was like, wow. I'm like, what? He was like, expecting that. I was like, I know you wasn't. He's like, them pictures. I was like, yeah. And I got a couple of photo shoots and video shoots this week. I'm doing a cigar shoot. That should be perfect. And I'm going to do a video. Then that should be easy to get some a damn cigar sponsor. Because I don't smoke at all. But with cigars,
yeah.
You don't smoke, you exhale. You know what I mean? So, shouts out to Martha for M3PA Services. She smokes cigars, and she's so happy that I'm going to do that. That's the least that I could do for my manager is make her happy with the cigar shoot. And she was like, don't buy just any cigar if I have to send one to you. I was like, no, I'm not going to use a Philly blunt this time. This photographer is a smoker, so. They're like, I got this. Like, you know, for real. So while we've been on the show, I've been talking on Twitter to Flesh's manager or his PR person for an interview. They just hit me on Twitter. Because I spoke to Flesh like a while ago. He is like so funny. Because we were supposed to get Crazy. I don't know what happened with Crazy. We were going back and forth on the DM. And maybe my
yes. We need Crazy. But it's sexy. Mm.
Show was a little too much for him. Who knows?
You said what?
I said maybe my show was a little too much for him. But she also does stuff for Mims, and I told her I would like to have Mims as well, too. So what I'm going to go ahead and start trying to do is get our lineup locked and loaded up until September. So that's one of the times, whatchamacallit. So, that's what I'm working on.
Okay. Shout out to my Twitter follower, Nokia the Kid.
Oh, yes, most definitely. I saw that.
Yeah, he's tuning in, so. Shout out to you.
Oh, shout out to you, too. You hear them ratchet ass kids outside my door?
You said what?
You hear them ratchet ass kids outside my door?
Yeah.
So I'm like, it's gonna be crazy. It's gonna be crazy. So I'm gonna go ahead and try to get Blood Raw. I'm still working on Sean Paul from the Young Bloods. I'm gonna pull back up tomorrow because me and him, we've been talking DM because I didn't even know he was following me. I forgot that I was following him, and then he hit me up with some music and stuff like that. And I'm like, nigga, I've been trying to get in touch with you to be on the show for about a year because we're contacts on LinkedIn. So I'm working on that, and, you know, because I want him to be in the magazine also. And I have to work on my interview questions. I was supposed to do, like, so much work this weekend, but.
For Sean Paul?
Yeah, but it's been an awful.
He is. Girl.
Yeah, I had to go back and look at that You Should Be My Girl video with him and Sammy.
Oh, yes.
I was like, oh my God, like if I could get Prince Sammy, that would be like so cool because I watched this nigga grow up and everything like that.
I follow his bodyguard follows me. I don't know. I have so many random followers. Like they just be random. But it's fun. It's all fun.
Wow. Everybody keep Flesh from Bone Thugs and Harmony in your prayers. His daughter is missing. So you guys pray for her safety and pray for her to come home.
How old is she?
I'm waiting for his people to hit me back and tell me now.
What the fuck? Did y'all hear like somebody kidnapped Michael Jackson's mom? Catherine, they kidnapped her.
When?
Like, I heard it earlier this week. She thought she was getting on the plane going to somewhere, and she ended up being someplace else, you know, like on a private plane. And I'm like, that's crazy. Like, what is wrong with people?
No disrespect, but what the hell they gonna get from her ass? Oh, she's 15.
She's 15?
Yeah.
Wow.
That's a hard age. Because my daughter was full of hormones at 15. Sometimes her ass has been full.
Weren't we all?
Yeah, but sometimes her ass has been full of bullets.
You so stupid.
Man, I'm just saying. She was a hard ass teenager. Shit. She a hard ass 22-year-old about to be. I still gotta figure out what the fuck I'm gonna do for my 2-year anniversary.
Apparently old dude had a whole show planned out.
Who? Sadie or JoJo?
I don't even remember. Just whoever was on the show, with me, you, and Jazzy, and
Daddy.
Yeah.
He'll be all right. He will be all right. I'm going to do something. I'm trying to finish
I'm
up.
Trying to, I wonder what I'm going to be doing on my birthday this year, y'all.
When is it?
August 23rd.
Oh, my daughter's is August the 19th. I don't know what the fuck she gonna do.
See, I don't know what I'm gonna do, like. I don't know. Last year, I didn't do anything because I had just, you know, like, had my baby a couple weeks prior to. Well, a little over a month. But you know how you be in that phase where you don't want to go nowhere. You don't want to leave your baby with nobody.
Oh, nah.
You never went through that?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was attached. I was like, no.
See, that was your first kid.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, first-time parents, y'all be parenting like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean, I'm still like that. Like, even though he's, you know, like, he's so independent and stuff. But I still just be like, I miss him. He got a haircut yesterday, his first haircut.
Oh, wow. How did he act?
He didn't cry or anything. He just sat there and stood still. He looked at the barber crazy. He looked at him crazy like, you about to do what, nigga? But he didn't cry. But then again, this is also the child who didn't cry when he got circumcised. So, I don't know. I don't know. I may have a little badass on my hand.
That's crazy.
I know. Like, I was like, he didn't cry at all? Because, like, when I walk past, like, the room that they do it at, you know, like, you hear the babies crying and stuff, like. But, they said he didn't, and he never cried getting his shots or anything.
Yeah, he is a good one.
You know, that'll probably change real soon. I have a feeling. Because he's been so good since birth. Like, he's been so good since birth. And I just feel like it's going to hit me and he's just going to be bad.
Yeah, all kids may go through that terrible two phase.
Because he's always slept through, like, all through the night. You know, I've never had an issue. Of course, you know, I wake up and change his diaper just because, you know, you're supposed to. But he never, like, wakes up and cry and act crazy and shit. But...
Well, he will be all right. Now, Tuesday, we will be on 9:30 to 11:30. Not sure who the hell we will have on.
What?
I said I'm not sure who we're going to have on.
Oh, on Tuesday?
Uh-huh. So, ain't no telling, because Tuesday is so close.
You know what we should do? We should have, like an amateur show day or something like that, and, like, have somebody, you know, like, have people send you their music. And then, like, you know, we play it and just have them call in and talk a little bit, not a long time, give them, like, a good 5 minutes, including playing their song. And then, I don't know, I think that'd be good. What'd you think?
Girl, hello?
I was going to say, did we get booted again? I was just about to hang up.
Man, this damn Skype shit is acting crazy. But, like, I have indie artists on a lot. I mean, I go through my phases where a lot of people, when they have projects